Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times. A grand jury in New York has voted to indict former President Donald Trump over his role in hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. He will be the first former U.S. president to face criminal charges. Meanwhile, New York Attorney General Letitia James has said the Manhattan DA's case won't have any impact on her lawsuit against Trump for fraudulent business practices. James's case is expected to go to trial in October.
H.R. 1 is a sad regurgitation of the majority's bill from the 115th Congress with the tax on the Inflation Reduction Act. Transmission conversations are completely absent. Yet we know that investment in transmission is key to our energy future.
Virginia Democrat Don Baer was one of many members of the House of Representatives who spoke against the Lower Energy Costs Act. The bill, dubbed the Polluters Over People Act, would expedite energy projects more focused on fossil fuels than renewable energies. It also seeks to eliminate a variety of funds for energy efficiency improvements as well as the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund. It also claws back presidential power to declare a moratorium against fracking. The bill now goes to the Senate for consideration. The State Department is warning all Americans in Russia to leave immediately. This comes after Wall Street Journal journalist Evan Gershkovitz was arrested in Russia on espionage charges. Along with the State Department, the White House has also condemned Russia's actions. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said these charges are ridiculous.
The targeting of American citizens by Russian government is unacceptable. We condemn the detention of Mr. Gershkovitz in the strongest terms. We also condemn the Russian government's continued targeting and repression of journalists.
House Democrats have reintroduced legislation to codify abortion rights. This is the seventh time the Women's Health Protection Act has been brought before the House of Representatives. Since gaining a majority, House Republicans have approved a series of stringent anti-abortion bills. One such bill would require healthcare professionals to preserve the life of an infant in the rare case the baby is born alive during an attempted abortion. California Democrat Judy Chu said there can't be true equality in the U.S. without reproductive freedom for all.
No matter where you live, politicians would have more say about what happens to your body than you do.
Following a mass shooting at a private school in Nashville, many are calling for stricter gun protections. But Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy highlighted the need to also focus on mental illness. He said there needs to be a severe conversation about what's driving mental illness that goes beyond drafting legislation.
I don't think one piece of legislation solved this. I think a nation together, working together, solves a problem that's much bigger than us.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.